If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Demetrius Ivory is on line 7, right? Hey, Demetrius, it's John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hey, John. It's always great to talk to you, but always horrible circumstances.
Hey, are you at home, Demetrius? Where are you right now?
Yes, sir. I'm at home right now. I've been home. We've been home, I think, for this is the third week now. We've been doing everything from our basements, so there you go.
It's been fun nationally and locally, although I can't say I've seen you on TV yet. But when we do see you on TV, what do we see in the background then?
For me, it's a guest room that was a storage room. I'm really proud of the room, but I don't show much of it. So it's a storage room that we, Aaron and I ourselves, changed into a guest room. We framed it out and everything, but all you really see is a black wall, a monitor, and I stole a Weather Center sign that they were throwing away in the dumpster. Got a logo on everything, but they can't come get it. So I do have a sign that says WGN Weather Center, but it's old. It's from the 90s, I think.
How much time do y'all think about that? Because it would seem to me like if I was going to be a regular on TV and people are peeking into my home, my world, I'd want to, I don't know, change the books in the background so I look smarter than I am, or go buy some trophies and, you know, put them in the background.
Yeah, well, we do laugh. I mean, I like watching the same thing, and it's always the well-placed stuff, the well-placed Emmys, or the book that looks like, that you're like, did that guy really read that? I see that, but that's hilarious when you see that. But for me, it's just a black background, which is not the best. Now I've learned the best. I try to light it, but it's just a black background with a monitor.
I'd go online and order a Nobel Peace Prize, a knockoff one, Pulitzer Prize for chemistry, and they go, oh, that thing there, oh, that's just a Pulitzer. It's no biggie.
Yeah. And well, what I love is I'm like, how do these people have this much time to read this many books? I've seen people with hundreds of books on the bookcase behind them, and I'm like, how do you have time to do this? I would have just a list of audio books that I read.
ongoing list. By the way, I think I would be busted because I don't think there is a Pulitzer Prize for chemistry. So I think that would look kind of I'd be busted already. Okay, Demetrius, talk to me about the weather. It's sunny and blue downtown Chicago right now. When does it come?
Well, enjoy that now because clouds will increase today. We'll see rain kind of mixing in with some, it'll first be rain, I think, until probably about 9 p.m. So after the sun goes down, and then we're expecting to see rain change over to snow, certainly by midnight or around midnight, and accumulating snow late tonight into tomorrow. For the city, I would put you solidly in the 1 to 3 inch range, but south of the city, there's going to be some areas where we think there's going to be the potential for 6+ inches of snow, kind of along I-80 and LaSalle County, maybe in southern, maybe a little portions of Kankakee County. But areas south of the city, the numbers go up. So it ranges from 1 near the state line to 6+ as you go south tonight.
I got family in Peoria. Are they going to get a half a foot of snow down there?
I think it's very possible. I think they're right in the air. Peoria's got the worst weather, I think, of 2020. But
I
do think they're going to be looking at the potential for six inches of snow. Yeah.
Wow. And then is it going to get warmer? Is this going to melt off pretty quick?
Yeah, we'll see temperatures highs in the low 40s for Friday. So the snow's going to end by early tomorrow morning. I think tomorrow morning's commute is going to be problematic. Lots of snow. I don't know how they're going to treat those roads. I don't know, exactly how, I mean, it's not unusual for us to get an April snow. I mean, this is going to be a record in terms of how much snow for the day. I do think that we're going to have some, it's going to be a slow commute, even though all commutes are fast this time, with these things going on. So I think folks should be ready for that. And then I think that the snow is going to melt away, certainly by Saturday. We're in the mid-50s, Sunday mid-50s also.
Yeah, no kidding. In fact, I've heard various forecasters say up to 60. Do you think we'll hit 60 over the weekend, or is that not going to happen?
Well, I think it's possible, although I'm a little more conservative. I got 55 on Sunday, 59 Monday, and 63 Tuesday. So, you know, the weekends blend in with the weekdays, right? So even if we don't get it on Saturday or Sunday, we'll probably get it Monday or Tuesday.
Good enough. All right. So yeah. Starting tonight, tomorrow, it's going to be a tough one. Fortunately, most folks aren't on the roads. I'll bet there'll be some snowman making and snowball throwing tomorrow.
I think that it's perfect for that.
Yeah.
This will be perfect.
Yeah. All right. Demetrius, stay well. We'll visit again.
Always a pleasure. If you get that Pulitzer, send it to me. I need something behind me.
Hey, what's the last good movie you watched, Demetrius?
And I don't know if I should say this because my wife might hear. I made my son watch Fight Club because he had never seen it.
How old is your son? How old is your son?
I don't know if I should say that.
You better hang up right now, Demetrius.
He's 15, but he thinks he's 30. And it's interesting because I forgot how deep a movie that was. I mean, halfway through it, he's like, I don't understand. This is so deep. I was like, I forgot all about it. I just remember the fight scenes, but it was really a deep movie. And then, so he liked it in the end. Once he got thrown for a loop, he really loved it.
You know what they say in that movie? What happens in Fight Club stays in Fight Club. You don't tell mom about Fight Club.
That one we didn't talk about the next day.
You stay well, Demetrius.
You too. Stay well.
Bye now.